Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Bruce Levine joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. He is The Score's baseball expert and a good buddy. Bruce, how are you?
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. It's right around the corner here. Just about 6 days away, we're going to be talking baseball live from Mesa every day, the Cubs and White Sox. And I know with the snow coming down and winter still being present, we're all looking forward to that.
Will Chris Bryant be with the team?
Here's what I've been told. I have some inside information. When Bryant gets there, Tom Hellman, the head guy, to equipment room guy, is going to have three uniforms in the right in his locker. It's going to be one from Atlanta, one from Washington, and one from the Cubs. And he's going to try them all on, make sure they all fit, just in case he is going somewhere else. So, you know, that's what we're looking at right now. The rumors are still out there. Bryant is still a member of the Cubs. Keep in mind one thing. Someone's going to have to add $18 million to their payroll if they're going to bring in Chris Bryant. And that type of flexibility is just not around usually on February the whatever we are right now, the 6th or 7th for these teams. So money going back, another veteran, and the reality of getting quality back for Chris Bryant is right in your face. I mean, you can't just have a Mookie Betts type trade for Chris Bryant with 2 years left. It's just not going to work.
Phillies might be interested too, Bruce. That's one of those teams that does have the money you feel like they would spend. And you don't know. The uncertainty will be present in Arizona if he's not dealt by the time the Cubs report. The question is, how concerned would the Cubs be about that becoming an ongoing distraction?
Well, you know, it would be, but these are veteran ball players that understand that baseball is a business. And that at some point in time, if they're not doing what the club wants them to do, and that is to sign a long-term contract, which has been offered in the past, then they have to deal with the ramifications of their decision. And that's the hard part of it. This isn't Little League. It's not college baseball. This is a huge business, and lots of money and winning are on the line. So if Chris... excuse me, if Mookie Betts can get traded, anybody can get traded, okay? I mean, this guy is one of the top three players in the game on one of the top franchises in baseball, and he turned down deals that were probably upwards toward $300 million. If you don't want to take the money, you're going to have to deal with the fact that you're probably going to get traded. So whether Chris Bryant gets traded now or he gets traded sometime in July, it's probably inevitable that he's not going to go into a walk season with 1 year left for the Chicago Cubs.
What, Bruce, what when you look at this team, can they do in terms of adding to the mix, right? They're pretty much going back to battle with the team that they had for the most part, if anything, with some losses. How is it strictly the manager, that change that is the change that Theo talked about? The change in structure, is that what comes into play as well? Different guys in different positions. How do you envision this team improving?
Yeah, that's an excellent question because, like you said, do you envision Chris Bryant all of a sudden being in center field? And do you envision Chris Bryant leading off for the Chicago Cubs if he is a Chicago Cub? These are the things that you look at and you scratch your head and you say, how do you get from the end of last year in 84 wins to back into the 90s in a playoff team or a division-winning team? And that's hard to do when you've only made the addition of a Souza Jr. and, you know, one pitcher in your bullpen. That's really not it right now. However, you know, the good news is I always caution, this is February 6th. You have a long time to go until the season begins, so there can be moves that will be made. But right now, you look at the reality of the team and you go, how is that improved? They're looking at another second baseman. You know, they've watched workouts for Jason Kipnis. They've watched workouts for Scooter Gennett. They want to make some of these other subtle little changes that might help them. But you're right. I mean, just looking at this team, how do you project it past 84 wins? Because they haven't done very much in the offseason.
Bruce, you look at the Betts trade, and I think there's two levels of surprise. Number one, they traded Mookie Betts. And then number two is that's all they got for Mookie Betts. And I know that there was only 1 year left on his contract, and it's different because Chris Bryant has two, but Chris Bryant isn't Mookie Betts. Do you think that the relative small, I guess the package, the inferior package that maybe the Red Sox got for Mookie Betts will give the Cubs pause when pursuing a trade for Chris Bryant?
No, because you have the 2 years, okay? So it's 1 year for Betts. Another team like Atlanta, Philadelphia, Washington, Texas, they can envision two division wins, two trips to the playoffs, two possible trips to the World Series with Chris Bryant. That changes the whole dynamic. Boston, you know, should have moved him obviously last year when they were falling out of contention. And the reality was is that they weren't going to be able to sign him to a long-term contract. That said, that's why we're talking so much about Chris Bryant. That's why you've heard so much about Wilson Contreras. That's why you'll continue to hear about Baez and Rizzo right now this year, because teams cannot afford to go into the final year of contract control with superstar players and expect to get something good out. Example, Mookie Betts.
Bruce, who would you lead off for the White Sox?
Right now, I would probably, if Robert is there, I would probably not use him there right away. I would probably go with Moncada. Here's a guy that's cut down his strikeouts from 70, you know, from 217, almost a major league record, 70 strikeouts down. He has speed, he has power. More importantly, he has the confidence of a very excellent season under his belt. I think he could be dynamic in that role for them to begin the season. They have plenty of firepower that they brought in with Encarnacion and Grandal, so you don't need him to really be down there in the lineup. I like him up there, and he showed that he doesn't go as deep into the counts all the time like he used to, and therefore he can attack early, put a point on the board with a home run, score from first on a double. So it would be Moncada for me.
See, that's what gives me pause, Bruce, because I think what they were trying to teach him is to go earlier in the at bat. And if you're leading off, don't you want to see a lot of pitches?
That's why I would be reluctant.
It just worries me.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but the hit tool was certainly there for him last year. And you're right. I mean, he's not going to walk. Okay. So if you think walk and, you know, on base percentage other than from batting average is the key, you guys are correct. You know, he doesn't have the total OPS you want, but he's an unafraid player to do that. I don't know. You know, if Robert doesn't start the season for some reason, you know, Garcia, you know, could be your leadoff man. He'll probably play center field. I don't see Robert not making the team barring any injury. So that's probably a moot point. I don't know. You know, it's certainly not Anderson. That's for sure. So, you know, you might have some choices there, but I think it's a good question going in.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
Good stuff.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.